Okay, good evening, everyone. Excuse me. So I'd like to continue our topic of Tikkun Mone, Makav HaPatish, and the like. And the particular shayla I'd like to discuss tonight is the shayla of inflating various items that require inflation. They need to be inflated, blown up. Now, this is a shayla that used to be particularly nogea on Sukkos, because on Sukkos, many people use blow-up mattresses in the sukkah in order to be able to simplify the process of moving beds in and out and whatever it may be. And lemaisa, I suppose, over any yontif, it's possible to use them if you have guests, you have company, and so, and you don't have a regular beds for everybody. So a blow-up mattress is a pretty good substitute for a regular bed. But the shayla is it mutter to inflate that on Sukkos if you didn't do it before, and maybe you didn't want to do it before because it takes up a lot of room? Are you allowed to do it on Yom Tov? Now, the shayla isn't as nogea anymore, at least not if you have the more modern types of mattresses, because they no longer involve manually inflating them. But that is to say, they typically have some sort of electric component to it, and you push a switch, and then the thing inflates. Now, that you obviously can't do on Yom Tov, Shabbos or Yom Tov. You can't use the electricity to inflate it or deflate it. But the question is, when you do it with a pump, or either something like a mattress with you do with a pump, or something smaller, which you might inflate with your own mouth, a beach ball or the like, is it mutter to do on Shabbos? So, okay, so some Puskim look at this like the case that we started with some number of days ago, the case of the cushion or pillow, which has stuffing, has a filling to it, and where the halacha is that if once the filling was put in at one point before Shabbos or Yom Tov, if it came out on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you're allowed to replace it, restore it, meaning you're allowed to put the same filling back into the pillow. You can't put other stuffing in, but you can put the same stuffing. And we compared that. We mentioned that similar with a shoe. With shoelaces came out of a shoe, you could put back the same shoelace, but not other shoelaces. So some want to say that it's a similar idea here with the cushion, or with the mattress rather, or the inflatable beach ball, where you have two items. You have the shell, which is like the outside of the pillow. And then there's the ear that goes inside, which is like the stuffing. So they say, well, so what conclusion would you draw if you make that comparison? So you might say, well, then here it's going to be impossible, because even if it was inflated before Shabbos, but at one time, but if you want to re-inflate it once again on Shabbos, if you're not putting back the same ear, it's not the same stuffing, because you're blowing new air into it. So some say, for that reason, that you can't do it. You can't inflate it on Shabbos. There is a svara. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach suggested a svara that it would be mutter to do, because he wanted to say that there's no such thing with air as the same air or different air. Air, which is not I can't say it's not concrete, but it's not something which you can hold in your hands and say, okay, I have this piece of air, that piece of air, you know, this these air fragments or those air fragments. No, air is all one thing. So Rav Shlomo Zalman held that as long as it was once filled up, you could refill it on Shabbos. If it was never filled, then you're doing it for the first time. That's Tikkun Mone. That you can't do. But as long as it was once filled before Shabbos, and the air was removed from it, now on Shabbos, you could do it again. You could do it, not again, no electric pumps, but with a manual pump or with your mouth, if it's that type of an item. You could blow it up, or all you're doing is pushing air back into it. They had into air, and now you're pushing air back into it, and all the air, as we said, he viewed as the same thing. However, many poskim didn't or don't go along with that chiddush, and they either say that it's usher because, like I said, it's a different air, or some look at it altogether that this is worse than the case of the pillow. In the case of the pillow, when it's missing the stuffing, it still has a certain degree of a chashivas, a certain status as a pillow. It's a pillow without stuffing, without proper stuffing. But a inflatable object, when it's deflated, when it has no air in it, they look at it, it's like almost like a broken kli. It's a shever keli. It's nothing. It's less than the pillow that just needs to be stuffed. The air makes the whole thing into a keli, and without the air, it's like it's shattered. And therefore, even if it was filled before, and even we'd say you're just considered to be putting back the same air, it's not going to help you, because you're remaking it, recreating it. So lemaisa, many are machmer on this. In fact, this is one of the reasons why some of the poskim say one can't ride a bicycle on Shabbos. There are other reasons not to ride a bicycle on Shabbos. But one of the reasons is because of a concern that a tire may pop or may get, not pop, I guess, wouldn't help to inflate it. But a tire might lose air and need to be inflated, and you might come to do that on Shabbos. And they hold that you're not allowed to. Okay, so many plus can hold this way. Now, what about a balloon? Inflating a balloon, is that any different? Well, by a balloon, so there might be an additional concern, and that is by a typical balloon, which you just blow up and then tie a knot at the neck, and then children play with it or whatever. So that presents an additional problem. You're certainly not allowed to tie it on Shabbos. That type of a knot is a permanent knot you're not allowed to make on Shabbos. And even if you would want to avoid and just simply not make the knot, but there are many things where once it's the derech, it's the typical procedure is to make a knot on it, so you're not allowed to, you know, even fill it up or do the first step on Shabbos, lest you come to make a knot. So there are many that say that you can't fill balloons for that reason. It's interesting that Ramosha Feinstein has a tshuva about a balloon. He's discussing a balloon which is in the shape of an animal. You blow it up and it looks like a dog or some other creature. And so Ramosha writes in that tshuva that if you're to blow it up and to leave it permanently, that you can't do. That's like creating it. It's like, you know, if you're just going to blow it up and leave it blown up. However, he doesn't discuss exactly how you fasten it. But so let's even assume it has some sort of fastening device, like the beach balls. They have a little plug, or the mattresses have a little, the old ones, you know, a little plug you could plug in, and then you don't have to tie it. And it holds the air. So even if you had something like that, Ramosha says, if it's a type of a thing which you just blow up once and you leave it that way, so really you would be best to find one from the store that was already already has the air. The filling it is not part of the fun or part of the game. So by filling it, you're creating it, you're making it into the toy it's supposed to be, and you can't do that. But if it's the type of thing that you fill and empty and fill and empty, and that is, you know, you, that's like part of the way you play with it is by putting in air and then letting it out and putting it in air. So you specifically, you know, you want an inflatable thing and you want to play with it as an inflatable thing. So that, he says, is okay to do. As I said, he doesn't discuss the idea of how the air is staying in and how you're, avoiding the problem of that you might come to tie it. So he may, as I said, he may have been discussing something where that's not a factor, or maybe Ramosha wasn't so aware of the nature of that a typical balloon is tied. I don't know. But as I said, he's not talking about a typical balloon. He's talking about an animal-shaped balloon. So maybe those are different. Maybe some of you are listening and saying, animal-shaped balloons have a different system of maintaining the air. I don't know. But in any case, it's certainly the bottom line for what we're discussing is that it is definitely safer to avoid inflating things on Shabbos when at all possible. If it is a question of, let's say, Sukkos, and you do have a mattress that's manual, needs to be manually inflated, and it wasn't done, or maybe it was done, but the air came out, or it's not so usable the way it is. So there is what to rely on. As long as it was once inflated, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, as I explained, says you're allowed to inflate it on Shabbos with a manual pump or something that you could use your mouth. And so b'makom tzarech, there's what to rely on. I wouldn't suggest doing it for a toy or, you know, a beach ball or something like that. There you're much better off using something else, having put it away and have your children play with something else. And so they don't ask you to fill it up for them. So you could avoid the shiloh, because as we explained, it is a shiloh in the poskim, a major shiloh in the poskim, and there are many osrim. So I would recommend avoiding it whenever possible. But if a person's in a situation where they need to, as I mentioned, by the mattress, or I guess it's feasible you might have something else. I can't imagine, I can't think right now of another, but you may have some other device, maybe even something that's some sort of medical device or something that needs to be inflated. There is what to rely on. As long as it was once filled before Shabbos, there was what to rely on to refill it in a manual fashion on Shabbos. Okay, we'll pause here, and as Hashem, pick it up next time. Have a good evening,
everyone. Thank you, Rabbi.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.